can handle it?
Make some noise!
Gossip and help us!
Call security!
All right, the Gossiping Heifers are in the house. Michelle.
And Rochelle.
What's popping, Heifer? Besides you over there doing all the
being
usual,
extra?
Being the extra.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're a hater.
Why do I have to be a hater? Because I'm calling out behavior.
No, they ain't calling out behavior. I'm just happy. Full of life.
Really?
And you just want to go piss ass. Just want to pee it out. Pee my light out.
I'm just curious. That's all. Thank you for tuning into the Gossiping Heifer Show. Make sure you follow us on Spotify. Visit our website, gossipingheifers.com. And follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Twitter face.
Yes, honey. We are almost midsummer, and
it can't get over quicker.
Well, I mean, we're not going to even comment on the heat because we comment on the heat every week. But
I know
the storms are coming. Have you not realized?
Dude, Trump storms is coming, ain't it?
All the climate changes that I've never witnessed so many back-to-back earthquakes, floods, storms, hurricanes. Extreme snow. It's just back-to-back.
Yeah, it was hailing and snowing in Mexico last month.
But yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But it seems like as soon as he took everything Obama did for climate change,
yeah,
it's like everything is in fast forward. I'm trying to tell you, I better watch Day After Tomorrow and, you know, get yourself together.
Or start building bunkers because it's coming down to that.
I say build, get a boat. You're going to need a boat.
Especially out in Houston. I don't care how, it can rain for like half a day and there's just certain areas in the city that get flooded. Mm. And it's like, almost like it's a back-to-back situation with all these storms.
And I'm telling you, the sad thing is, you know, even before the storm is swept in Louisiana.
Right.
It's already flooding.
Yeah.
Mississippi River already high.
It's sad. Let's get to it. It's time for Conspiracy Sister.
First, a political statement, if I may.
Another idea stolen from the black man.
Blackness confirmed. You got so.
Thank you.
This is Conspiracy Sister saving my people from something. Shall we have a sip of some of this black power tea? Oh, Haley Bailey. Haley, I like that. I like the tone of that. The new face of the mermaid, y'all. Y'all remember Ariel? I do. A little Jamaican crab. Let me tell y'all something. Nothing pleases black people more to see white folks have a hissy fit. I mean, mayonnaise jaws flying all over the wall. This is where y'all have shown your ignorance, your white privilege, and your racism. Mm. First of all, it's a fictional character, Trix. It ain't like she playing Joan of Arc.
Right.
Okay? Even though y'all don't stole ours and white faced them. These white folks don't pull out petitions. Make Ariel white again. Well, I'm going to do a petition called Make America Black Again. Black and brown. White people, let me tell you something. Another thing that pisses me off is not the stupid memes y'all put out that are racist. It is how boring they are. It's the same crap y'all been doing 400 years ago. You would think by now, mayonnaise would have better jokes.
Yeah.
At least make us laugh. Mm-hmm. Can't you have Ariel and her favorite fish be a chicken? But she actually looks like the actual mermaid if she was just tame.
Yeah.
Yes. She's a beautiful, talented, young 19-year-old girl. Y'all sit down with your stupid, ignorant, racist, old, tired jokes. I mean, even the original Ariel told y'all to go have several seats and spin on it. And Disney ain't told y'all to your face, they not changing. They pretty much like Nike. F you. Take your Confederate flag and stick it where the sun don't shine. You keep on talking stupid, y'all gonna have some more black folks. You know, I would love to see Samuel Jackson play her daddy in Little Mermaid.
Man, what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
I mean, to get the blacker, the better. Let's black it all up. Superman black. Everybody black. But I can't be mad with y'all because this is y'all's typical stupidity. And again, it is humorous to black people.
Yes.
So we are laughing and making memes off your foolishness. And on that note, Conspiracy Sister is out.
I don't know why people have nothing but time on their hands to complain about something that is a fictional character.
Because they stupid.
Like Conspiracy Sister said, this is not like she's doing a real person.
No, this is all made up.
Right. All the black remakes, if you've noticed, has been like major films, have been fictional characters.
Yes.
So I'm trying to find out why are we all upset?
You notice that as people are getting more and more upset the longer Trump is in office. Hate crimes have gone up.
Yeah. Anything, you know.
You thought they were up when he first got in. Oh my God, they are sky high.
And let me tell you something. Disney owes the black community many more because, see, first of all, they came out with Lion King thinking that was going to get over with the black audience, which, I mean, Lion King's a great film.
But no black people.
But you never had no black characters in any of their mainstream films. And then when Princess and the Frog came out, I was happy before I saw it.
Yeah.
You know, because
when you saw, you realized she was a frog the majority of the movie.
She's a damn frog the whole damn movie.
She green. She ain't black.
Right. and she walking around with Lowry's in her hand. Come on now.
But I did like that voodoo priestess man ahead.
Yeah, Lord.
I got friends on the other side.
You know what? You a stupid.
Your son used to sing that crap.
So I think it's good they're finally coming out with a main black character featured in one of the fairy tales. But I would like to see another animated series off of a main black character.
Well, they had a Spanish one out with the little boy, you know, had to finally get the guitar, or he was stealing the guitar.
Oh, Coco or something of that nature. Yeah.
It wasn't, and I enjoyed it.
That is a good film.
But you see what they still do in the Mexican. And these aren't even Mexican people. They came, I forget where they from.
Right. But it's a good film, but it's still other ethnic backgrounds that have more representation than black ones do.
This is true. You know, there's going to be haters. Racist.
Oh, Lord.
Ignorant.
Let's get to it because we're talking headline news. And unfortunately, we're going to have to start off on some real nonsense where this 17-year-old teenager was killed because this white man felt threatened over the rap music he was playing.
Really? I don't even understand why the family is petitioning to have this considered as a hate crime. When it was.
It was. But
and
you know,
the thing I hate about white America.
Right.
They don't never want to own they BS.
Right. Now, had they been another ethnic background, it would have been labeled as something else, terrorism and hate crime.
Oh, if he'd been Muslim.
Right.
And that, and he happened to stab a little white boy for listening to heavy metal, because I was scared.
Exactly.
Oh, he's
an act of terrorism.
Yes. Those Muslims. Y'all, you already know what they would have been doing.
This white man, Michael Adams, walked up to this black teenager, Elijah Almel, and he was at a soda machine, and he came behind this child and slit his throat. And I was threatened because he was playing rap music.
Minding his business.
Right.
Didn't that white boy just get released, too, from jail?
I'm not sure.
I could have sworn I read that, but, you know, I think he was recently released not that long before then he cut this child's throat.
I mean, it's sad. People, like I said, back to mental health, but then again, we got so much hate breeding in this country on a regular basis.
Racism is a mental health that needs to be checked.
That's true. It is a mental health condition. All right, BET founder Bob Johnson. I knew he was going to get the backlash because, first of all, he's saying that the Democratic Party, they've gone too far left and that he is supporting Trump.
I'm not surprised. You know, I have not watched BET in years because of the coonery. The ninjery and the coonery.
I'm like, okay, look, I understand whenever you're talking about any political party, you're never going to agree wholeheartedly with what's going on in either party. But at the same time,
to back Trump,
to endorse Trump, dude, you... Please.
Something wrong with you.
The thing about black Trump supporters that I've noticed, and also white Trump supporters, is that they're more concerned with the economy regardless on what type of tone he's putting out on the country.
Well, you know what? I hope they enjoying this Obama economy. Because this is what we're still living in. It takes a couple of years for stuff to kick in. Mm-hmm. We are enjoying what Obama did. Mm-hmm. Now, once these already we're going on 4 years with Trump, you just wait till next year and I'm going to see. I want to hear y'all talk about how good the economy is.
Yeah, we shall see. Well, as a matter of fact, the economy is good in Atlanta because this armored truck that, you know, they secure money and one of their doors flew open while they were on an Atlanta interstate and girl, money just flew.
Baby, I know it was traffic because I wish I was on the interstate. I would stop. Yes, I would have that clean out there.
Man, they got a video. People are pulling over on the interstate, scooping up all the money.
Can you blame them?
No, I cannot.
Because some big dummy, now I feel sorry for whoever was driving that truck.
Exactly.
And didn't lock that door.
But they're saying they're going to have to try to get that money back. I do not see how you...
Good luck. Because I'm sure y'all didn't get all the people that had collected that money. You know, if there's something like this happened before where some money got spilled and they demanded all the people to give it back, man, F you.
Yeah.
Do your job, secure the truck.
But that's the same thing with faulty ATM machines. You know, they have machines that give out too much cash due to whatever programming they got going on.
That ain't my fault.
Hey, that's a malfunction on you.
Thank you. That was God blessing to me.
But then again, the bank can take it out your checking account as soon as you start putting some money in. They're like, okay, well, you know that extra you got from the ATM?
Yeah, they got a better way of tracking you. But this right here, okay, They probably got a couple of people on camera, not right. everybody.
Yeah, and I mean, this was cash, and I'm not sure what kind of bills they were, but it was enough to make folks pull over because it was just that much on the interstate.
It's raining money. Ooh, hallelujah. Get yours.
Oh, Lord. There's a festival going on, and recently a Detroit rapper pulled out of it because it's a race-based pricing policy. It's the Afrofuture Fest. It's insisting people that are of non-color, they have to pay $20 for early bird tickets, while people of color are only going to be charged $10.
Okay, well, and?
Right.
Y'all had y'all white privilege. We can't get a festival. They said a rapper pulled out?
But yeah, a Detroit rapper pulled out, which I don't even think this is the main walk away. But at the same time, I look at it as, yes, this is a black culture event.
Yeah, and give black folks a discount to get in.
Black people should get discounts to enlighten in our own culture and be amongst each other. But at the same time, you have a lot of Caucasian America that loves black culture. And they profit off of black culture.
They do. Okay? Every day.
So why not, since you're profiting, might as well go ahead and pay the extra.
But see, that's why, you know, whoever this rapper is dumb. I'm serious. Probably ain't that popular. I'm going to look him up, because I ain't heard nobody whining or crying about him dropping out.
Tiny Gag. I've never heard of it.
Okay, anyway, I'm going to gag off that name. Anyway. Tiny Gag is stupid, because this is going to be a backlash on him.
Well, I mean, no, it's a her, and then...
A her.
And she's biracial. So, I guess...
So, half of her can get in, you know, discount, the other half pay full price. What's the problem? But I'm going to say, white America's done this to blacks, overpriced us.
Over time.
If you go to a white neighborhood for gas or anything, it's cheaper.
Go to the black neighborhood.
Everything's sky high.
I would just be in my car riding from the suburbs to an urban neighborhood. And I mean, just looking at the prices as you drive by, it's like sticker shock.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
So, I mean, white America been getting over on us plenty. I don't know why Tiny Hag or Gag is upset.
Tiny Hag.
Stupid name.
You know what? These names are a little, they're real tedious. I'm really tired of all these different names. I'm like, come on now.
And I'm tired of these new rappers, period. Tiny Gag.
Update on the Utah University student that her remains were found about a few weeks ago. And the murderer, we said last week, had already had a book out talking about how he was going to burn the remains and his neighbors were going to witness it. So now he's officially been charged. I still want to know how this came. I mean, were they socializing on the internet?
He catfished that girl.
Right. He had
because to. Because you can't look at that man and not know something wrong with him. I mean, he ugly all by himself, okay? So do not be surprised he had a fake profile up.
Y'all got to be careful because catfishing, I mean, you know, there's a certain telltale signs when you know somebody's full of it. And if I can't have regular, consistent communication with you or some type of different photo ops or something.
Or FaceTime.
Yeah, something.
Let me know. We haven't met. You live out of state.
Come on now.
So I see somebody FaceTime, especially these young ones. These young ones love to FaceTime.
Oh, my God.
And my friend ain't even young. That's what all they have to do is FaceTime.
Yeah, I'm like, no. I'm not doing
that. I
want
to see y'all. I'm tired, boss.
All right, let's do it. Going to a break. We'll be right back.
I'm going to have a BF.
Oh, my God. She's going to have a bitch fit. Oh.
No. Don't have a BF. You are in big trouble.
We are back, and it is that time to get off our chest with the BF segment. So what is it going to be this week, observation or experience?
Ooh, this will be experience.
And what's the experience?
Only a beautician and barber will understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
Okay, now, my customer kept calling me, and my phone, for some reason, on airplane mode. So I'm going to have to go off on Sprint.
Right.
Because my phone keeps jumping and changing settings. But anyway, I finally text the girl back, and I'm 3 hours late texting. So she's like, well, you know, don't worry about it. It's okay. I said, well, you know, I'll go ahead and take you. It's no big deal. Oh, girl, no, I wouldn't have made another appointment.
What? Who?
Now, most black folks know you always got your main beautician. Now, she claimed I'm her main beautician, but you treated me like a side chick.
Oh, my God.
So I gave her a side chick attitude. For one, people don't never tell nobody, your barber or your beautician, that you wouldn't schedule something.
You went to see somebody else.
Because, you know, last time she did that, I had to stop her little short hair from falling out. So, I mean, I'm not going to save you every time you F up. Now, common sense, I was thinking, okay, well, here I am. Mm-hmm. Cancel that appointment. Let's do this.
Right.
Well, no, you're my main beautician, but I said, you know what? Don't worry about it.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Just
I got
go about
you.
Your business.
And she could tell I was pissed.
Right.
Oh, so you're going to talk. You're going to just keep your other appointment.
Right.
Okay, you go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to tell her when she try to hit me up again. Like, where's the other heifer?
Right.
You don't tell your beautician and barber that you cheating on them. And then don't cancel the other appointment with the side chick.
Right. Like, if I'm your main beautician, why are you not canceling that other appointment?
I've been doing this hoochie head for a long time.
Right.
And the last time she did a gap like this, she came back and her head was jacked up.
Well, it's going to be the same scenario.
And it's
going to
be the same way.
It's going to be the same scenario. Well, I hate to hear that you had to go through that drama with indecisive people. But, you know, at least I can deal with indecisive versus egotistical people.
I can't deal with neither.
The ego sometimes when you interact with people is just too much.
Is this a male or female ego?
Well, I mean, it could be either way.
No, because a male sometimes is a little extra.
Well, you're right about that. I mean, just general conversation, you pick up on certain things that people say to let you know, okay, you about that mindset. You know, like, you have to brag on your material things that you have.
Oh, that's somebody broke. Or that's not used to money. That's what I tell me, because people that got money, they not going
to
show
you. You don't have to talk about it.
And they not going to talk about it.
So, I mean, I've been interacting with some folks, and I'm just like, you know, it's that mindset. Like, you know, I have a Benz and a BMW. And I'm like, why is this even part of the conversation?
Yeah, really? Am I getting part of that Benz? Are you giving it to me? Okay, next. You know, some folks just really ignorant, baby, and they can't help themselves.
Anytime I interact with somebody, and I never ask for your personal inventory. Yeah. I never ask what kind of car you drive. I never ask what type of real estate you have.
And mainly because you don't care.
I don't care. As long as you got a good personality, decent human being, we good. Yeah. I don't need to know all that stuff, but people just, you know, really irk me coming right out the gate. I'll never forget a couple months ago, and I had a phone call. We were out at lunch.
Girl, please don't remind me.
And this chick that I was talking to, oh, I have the wind blowing. I'm so sorry. I'm out here in Beverly Hills.
And?
I'm like, Heffa, what do you want? I don't.
Really?
I'm at lunch, and you messing with my time. What do you want?
Oh, Jesus. And I had to say, Heffa was calling for some BS.
Right. I'm like, okay.
My girl, bye.
Yeah, and now that you followed up with me, this is a wasted phone call because you spent more time talking about the wind of Beverly Hills in your hair versus the purpose of calling me.
And I've seen her hair is really woolly. I don't know how any wind was getting up in it. Unless that you know, that I'll fight you back hair.
Girl, for real. That's Congo.
Depot Congo.
Anyway.
Karate.
Time for Word on the Street.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Word on the Street.
Just listen to this.
Give it some.
What is that? What are you doing?
That was my little bell. When you're going to the next.
If that was a bell, that was a sorry bell. Ooh, retire that bell.
I will say something, you know, but I can't. Girl, as soon as these mics turn off, it's on.
All right, Jay-Z, your boy.
Hey, my lips, my beautiful lips.
You stupid. He's getting into the cannabis business.
Hey, I don't blame him. Shoot, I'm gonna Jay-Z hit me up. I got some ideas.
I bet you do. Like a Tesla, like a Walmart greeter.
No, shoot. Let me cook some of that cannabis for you. Make you some edible products.
Well, he put out a statement. They entered a multi-year deal with San Jose, California-based company. His role would only consist of driving creative direction, outreach efforts, and strategy for the brand.
I bet it will. I bet he'll be testing the brand, too.
Jay-Z, you ain't got to lie, Jay-Z.
You ain't got to lie, Craig.
And I'll take a testing job, too.
Right, I know you would. That's what I said at the start. I know you would take that position.
I'm just saying, you know, I know how to cook that stuff, so, you know.
You know, here we go.
Into the culinary arts with you.
Yeah, fuse some butter, Jay-Z.
Mm.
Jay-Z holler. I know how to butter. Do the sauce. You know what would kill? Cannabis hot sauce.
Girl, do you understand you are going to be hitting the black community
yes!
twice?
Yes! Okay. And I'm going to go to the Mexican community because I'm going to have some cannabis
that's
salsa.
True. The black and Hispanic
yeah,
community.
Yeah, we love hot shit.
Drop it like it's hard. Oh, my goodness. All right, my girl Whoopi Goldberg recently did an interview with the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
And she was asked about her personal life, you know, where she's not really been successful in marriages, relationships.
I never seen Whoopi really try.
Right here.
Whoopi be doing Whoopi, baby. Like, I'm getting this paper. Move your willy around.
Well, she's been married three times. One to Alvin Martin from 73 to 79. Another guy named David Clanson, if I'm saying his name correctly, from 86 to 88. And the most recently in her shortest union was to some guy named Lyle. I'm not going to even try to pronounce his last name.
Lyle Season Sauce.
But from 94 to 95, that's, you know, a year. So, yeah. You know, with
Whoopi
that.
Not every woman is cut out
for marriage. For marriage, right. I think I'm one of them.
I mean, I second that emotion. I have no desire to share my space with nobody.
I mean, I don't mind companionship and kicking it. I need to have you here for a minute, and then you need to be on your way somewhere else. Yeah, I mean, that's just...
need your shoes. God bless you. Thank you for the blessings.
I mean, it's a bit much, trust me. Yeah. But she was just like, you know, hey, I just marry people for the wrong reasons. You know, she has accepted that it's fine to be alone.
It is.
Tracy Ellis Ross spoke out on this because, you know, Tracy's not married, no kids. And she's like, I'm good with my life. And that's one thing that kills me about society. They pressure you to think that you have to have a certain lifestyle. Yeah. And when you are going by the pressure of life versus how you want to live your life,
you make some dumb mistakes.
You make the worst mistakes. You're miserable. It's not even worth it. Stop trying to go by a checklist of life of people's standards. That's all that is.
And to me, you're a real dummy. A follower. Only a follower does that.
Situations where you get caught up in a marriage, you're not into the person you married. You're not only being miserable yourself, you have taken that other person through misery.
And they don't have kids and drag them into
it. Right. I mean, it's too much because you want to go through this checklist of life. So Whoopi, at this point in her life, because she's 63, she's like, look, I've done it, been there. I was there for the wrong reasons. Like we talked about last week, Sherry Shepherd. Because she was going through a lonely phase. And I'm like, dude.
And Whoopi, like, she's got a daughter. I'm sure she has grandchildren.
Yeah.
I'm sure her life is fulfilled.
That's the thing a lot of people misunderstand. Just because some women choose not to get married does not mean they have a fulfilling life. And they do.
I don't have time to be dealing with some, you know, especially men today.
Oh, my God.
They are more like women. I look at what Wendy Williams just went through.
Yes. Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, Mary J. Blige. All these men trying to get money like little heifers. Now, boy, bye.
Speaking of Wendy Williams, Hunter Jr., her son, you know, he had a scuffle with his dad not that long ago.
I already knocked his daddy out.
Right.
You want to call a scuffle? Go right ahead.
And he's not going to have to worry about this getting caught up in court. There's not going to be any charges affiliated. So
yeah, good. His daddy probably deserved it.
I think he did, because I'm sure he irked his son on. And I know his being a child in that situation where there may have been possible domestic violence as well as drug use.
I've always heard that was both.
Right.
And then he don't step out and had a whole nother baby.
Right. I mean, you don't think I'm going to sit up here and my mom's a breadwinner too?
Yeah. I'm on her side. That's what Tita Knowles did. I'm going with Beyonce. F you. Those are called smart people. Making smart choices.
Okay. Now, Kevin Spacey is back in the news. We haven't heard this name in a minute since those allegations first came out.
Yeah, I don't fool with Kevin Spacey no more.
Like I said, he has tainted so many good movies for me. It's very hard for me to watch when somebody had a real racist rant and done inappropriate things.
And that's the main one that sticks out to me, is that racist rant.
Right.
I mean, he was grabbing grown folks' crotch, you know, grown men.
Yeah, being inappropriate on the stage. But anyway, one of the alleged sexual assault victims dropped their case all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reasoning behind why this was done, besides the attorney said, hey, look, he's filing paperwork to have it dismissed. And once it's dismissed, he can't refile.
Now, was it the same one that had his mom that was dead?
They're saying one of them. They're not specifying.
Well, you know, I do believe the mother was very aggressive in trying to file charges against
him. Right, because.
But this boy was 18 of eight. Now, I always knew that this was going to be BS anyway.
Right.
And the reason I'm saying that, he's 18 years old. He's on the phone with his girlfriend bragging about being around Kevin Spacey.
Yep.
And if Kevin Spacey groped him or whatever, I feel like the mother may have been more upset to know her son may be bi. Or allow it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't see anything happening with this case.
I didn't see it either because, you know, it didn't look like it was something that was forced. I mean, from the video footage. And if he was going that route, then good, go that route. But at the same time, his mom could have just hopped the bandwagon. Maybe thinking, okay, well, since you doing it to my son, she may have already known his status. But at the same time, I need to get paid.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
So, if it was like an underage kid,
mm-hmm.
he was being forcefully or molested, then I'd be like, hey, take him to jail. Forget suing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he 18. If he let that man follow him.
That's on him. He's a grown man.
Kevin Spacey touched my testes. Oh, my God.
And Lil' Kim is in the news. You know, she's doing a reality show coming up soon.
I saw that.
And she was going to make some media appearances, but she says she's going to cancel them because she was disrespected.
Oh, what happened?
She was on Instagram, and she canceled all the planned interviews with the media after two outlets decided to shade her, and she just simply wasn't having it.
Lil' Kim, I don't blame you. I love you, Lil' Kim. Come over here, girl.
What? The heifers will treat you with the utmost respect,
Lil'
okay?
Kim, I still got every last album of Lil' Kim. And I do plan to watch that, it's Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, that Girls Trip, I believe it's called.
Girls Trip, they're on a cruise. They got Maya on there.
They got a couple of celebrities.
Got a lot of old school, female celebrities on there. So I'm very interested in watching it. And I still love me some Lil' Kim.
Well, she called out Watch What Happens Next Live with Andy Cohen. And she was set to appear on the show to promote her upcoming reality series, but canceled because Bravo Talk Show wanted to be messy, she said.
Well, they are messy, though.
And that's the thing I do know about TV shows. I'll never forget. It was years ago. I made an appearance on a talk show.
Girl.
The Ricky Lake Show.
I wish I would have came with you.
But girl, the producers are trying to set you up to do certain things that you wouldn't normally do to make it more dramatic. And that actually does happen. They try to set you up to either make you like a fool or to kiss your butt. Either way, it could go either way. Okay. All right. Let's go to a break. It's the Gossip & Heffa Show.
Come on, Shal.
Yeah, I just can't stand a lot of silly shit.
To be a moron.
Yeah.
To be moronic.
Exactly.
To be a moron.
An imbecile.
Yeah.
Like the dumbest motherfucker that ever lived.
That's just dumb.
It is dumbish time, stupid stuff online, and I have to start off with Disneyland.
Chill, we're not gonna talk about that doggone fight.
Let me tell you something. I know you saw it. Girl. I saw it. Everybody, I think, in our audience should have seen this video.
This is when you embarrassed to be black.
Like, there are moments when you see black folks misbehaving so badly. You like, oh my God, can I change my background right quick? Just for a hot second.
Girl, just start speaking some fake Spanish. I don't know. I'm from Dominica. I don't know these people.
There's video footage floating around of a family. Now, this is the funny part about it, because when you watch the video, it's an altercation between a woman and a man. She spat in his face. The guy got violent. He spazzed out. And basically was going for almost all the women on the set.
And that's the thing that killed me about this whole situation, because the man that was with the woman that spat on him was trying to fight him, but he didn't look like the dude in the red shirt didn't look like he was really trying to fight.
No.
He was just going off, I'm ready to go to jail.
Yeah.
And then he go back and start popping on the woman two or three times.
Right. Exactly.
Then he starts popping on his own woman because she accidentally knocked his mama out.
Right. So now that footage has gotten into the hands of prosecutors because they are going to prosecute the people that are involved with that video.
They need to.
That was ridiculous. Especially the dude, like you said, he was beating on his girlfriend. He was beating on the other woman. I don't know what the relation was.
That is all he was beating on. And she told my baby, I was trying to help you.
But this was a family.
Michelle, you know, the sad thing is I saw a white woman have to scoop one of their children out the way.
Oh, my Lord.
White folks was looking like, oh, my God. Look at these jiggers. This is the kind of stuff that makes me mad with black people.
Right.
Because white folks already spread the propaganda. Okay. And then you all go out there and prove it. And you wonder why when they shooting and killing you, nobody's standing up for you.
Yeah.
And this is what propaganda is. They make you look like idiots or dangerous.
Right.
So when they start offing you, nobody opens their mouth.
You know, it's their background.
Yeah. And you then you out at Disney World out of all the places. And there's some of you fools out here licking ice cream.
But girl, that's coming up next.
Oh girl, I'm gonna stick to black stupidity.
But this not only stupidity, the guy is violent toward women.
Oh, he's a woman beater.
He's a woman beater. He does that on a regular basis.
And that ain't the first time his girl.
That's not the first. I was just about to say that's not the first time him and that girl had a physical altercation.
No, baby, I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, don't baby. Hit me because I'm trying. No baby comes out of my mouth once you got your fist balled up and hitting me upside my head.
He slapped upside the head several times.
Whew.
But she did knock his mama out. But it was an accident.
Accident.
Mama shouldn't have rolled up in that scooter.
Everybody is aware of the great legend, Patti LaBelle. Patti LaBelle has been, you know, in the industry for years, got potato pies happening in Walmart, everything. Yeah. So there's a dedication to her out in Philly, and they're going to name a street after her.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Why did they do the sign reveal and they misspelled her name?
Shut your mouth.
Right.
Why?
They failed to capitalize the B in LaBelle.
Well, that's the only thing. They spelled everything. The letters was everything all in the right
was
place.
Right, but it's, you know.
They had her last name in lowercase.
Her last name is capital L-A and then capital B-L. E-L-E-L-L-E, yeah.
Well, see, LaBelle, she didn't have no extra name. That's a little extra. The first letter come is supposed to be capitalized.
Well, hey.
But now you got to capitalize the third letter, too?
Yes, that's the way it is.
Oh, okay, Miss My Bear.
But if you're going to go through that and pay, you know, homage to somebody, you want to make sure that's correct. You know, I wouldn't want to have, you know, Obama Barack Boulevard and it's misspelled.
Well, they do have one and it's not misspelled.
Thank God. Now, things that are being tampered with, viral videos, you fools are so thirsty for 5 minutes of fame. First, it starts off with the Bluebell woman in Texas licking a Bluebell ice cream container and putting it back in the freezer.
Yeah.
Now, nasty. The police and Bluebell, we're going to do this investigation. We're going to hunt her down. So, I think she might be facing up to 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
That'd be her last lick. Well, it won't be her last lick.
Think that's a bit much, 20 years. But then again, you got to think about all. What's all in your mouth that's going in the ice
that's
cream?
That's my attitude. Everybody, let me say something. She may be a juvenile, but I'm going to say I was a kid once.
Right.
I ain't never go to no grocery store, lick and eat out of food and spit it back in.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
This is disgusting. And the sad thing is, other people are trending doing the same thing. I don't know what's in her mouth.
Mm-mm.
She could have HIV and a cut in her mouth.
Anything. Disgusting.
You don't know.
But like you said, other fools are following this lead. And the thing about it is, everybody who was aware of the situation knew that there was a police investigation. So you fools go out and mimic the same thing. So you guys want to go to jail.
And I saw a nasty looking white boy, open mouthwash. Swish it around and spit it back in.
Yes.
And so I'm just telling anybody, check everything. Because I bought lotion recently. I took it back. Had no problem.
Right.
But once I saw that the seal was broken.
That seal broke.
I said, oh, wait a minute. Somebody twisted this open. So I'm not going to, you know, fool with this.
I always check this.
Check your stuff.
Cracked open, peeled back, anything. Oh, no. It's going right back on the shelf.
I saw one grocery store had the ice cream with the doggone alarm wrapped around it.
You almost have to do that nowadays because people are so thirsty to get some internet fame or just to have a moment in the spotlight.
And you all do know when they have to go through this extra security, it makes prices go higher.
Right. We already got Trump, you know, jacking up grocery store prices among other goods.
Oh, yeah, the produce, the farmers.
And here you go licking out of ice cream containers. And I saw a grown black man doing this.
But see, that's the sad thing. This is why we have Trump. Because America, whether you want to face it or not, you are dumb and ignorant and backwards. Same as Trump.
Mm.
This is why Trump represents America.
Dumb.
Dumb and ignorant and racist.
Lord have mercy. Speaking of racist, Florida.
Oh! Oh, girl, you know when racists come up. Florida is first on the list.
Well, there was a man in Florida who was posing as an officer, and he decided to pull somebody over who just happened to be an off-duty sheriff's deputy.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Right.
What a coincidence. That was your karma that day.
It really was. But he was arrested for impersonating an officer where he attempted to pull over an off-duty police officer or an off-duty sheriff's deputy.
What a dummy.
First of all.
You big dummy.
Do you not know? I'm like the risk you're taking because with the way people view police just in general. You might have some retaliation, of course.
I should
have known. I have heard stories, but you don't hear as many. We just did that Walgreens Chicago story. He thought he was a cop, and he was called. Right, he was called, but he wasn't an actual cop. He was identifying himself as a Chicago police officer.
Oh, yeah, y'all know you can't do that. I mean, that's right there, you got a felony right there.
Yeah, so, and Lord have mercy. So, needless to say that he's going to be spending a little time in jail. For impersonating the officer.
Was the officer that he pulled over the sheriff, was he black?
I have no idea.
He thought he was going to harass Negroes that day.
He could have. You never know. You never know what's on the agenda. But another story we have where a 22-year-old man was charged after police witnessed them using a case of beer cans as a booster seat for a 2-year-old child. Now, you know.
I know. Was he able to get up to his food? Did he eat?
Look. We're talking about those booster seats. You going to put your child on top of a pack of beer and strap him in? That's the booster seat.
Hey, you know, something.
You just, why am I even bringing this to your attention?
I'm just saying, you know, there's worse things going on right now with children, okay?
It's so stupid.
They figured they had him up high enough where he would not be hurt. But he still has to have the little the chair, the cushion inside.
Yeah, he's got to have an actual
cushion
chair.
His neck and all that good stuff. You know, I'm not agreeing with. I'm just saying this. Yeah, sounds very redneckish and funny. Sound like a Trump supporter.
Yeah. I'm just like, dude, got a six pack holding up the child in the car. Okay,
just one six pack.
What? Apparently so.
Oh, you need two.
You're not gonna make this situation.
And put a little neck rest around his little neck.
With graduation taking place, along comes some backlash at some occasions. This particular occasion is where some students broke into their own school and did graffiti, put up homophobic and racist things up on the walls. Mm. But they got caught because their phones they had on them automatically connected to the school's Wi-Fi. You know how you big dummy.
Yeah. You know, I'm in schools that been connected to their Wi-Fi. You know what? You had some kids in Jersey do this years ago. It was like a senior prank. I don't know if you remember. It was a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they all got charged.
But the school has security cameras as well. It's got them on film, spraying all over the walls. And they had their... Even though they thought they were slick because, you know, my face is covered. Fool, your phone's connected to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you big dumb shit. First of all, I tell anybody you're going to do a crime, turn your phone off.
What?
Your phone not only will probably connect to the Wi-Fi, but... phone covers could ping where you were.
The location. So I don't understand why folks just don't think twice.
But these are mayonnaise kids, I can tell. Because, you know, I'm telling you why I'm saying that, because you said they said homophobic and racist crap. So these are some stupid mayonnaise children. This is why y'all didn't, and then, you know, this is sad because the government has just pulled out $7.1 billion out of education. Mm. This is why kids and people, adults are dumb now.
Oh, Lord have mercy. But matter of fact, they did this the night before their graduation and still showed up to their graduation.
But it made it easy for the popo to get it. Oh, trust me, they'll be here.
The fools showed up in their cap and gowns thinking they'd be getting ready to graduate.
And they got bracelets with their cap and gowns, didn't they? Clack, clack. There's some jewelry to go with a trick. Come on.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous on how much stupidity is floating out there. All right, we have a white supremacist out in the U.K., who happens to also be an arsonist. And the fool was trying to set something on fire and end up, you know, getting himself burned up.
Well, good. Right. That's what I call firecrackers.
Of course, you know, when they go to court, oh, he was having a psychiatric episode.
I bet he was.
I'm like, no. First of all, with him being a white supremacist, that's a mental condition, as you say already.
Yeah, he crazy. He's psyche.
And you like playing with fire. That's not a good mix.
That's to show he may be a murderer later.
I'm surprised it wasn't a cross in the mix.
Great, that could have been what it was. What? That ain't giving you the details that you want. He tried to set a cross. I don't know what movie that was where somebody was trying to be racist. They tried to set a cross or house on fire and food ended up burning themselves. And got caught in their truck. You remember that movie I'm talking about? I can't remember the name.
See, you're talking about.
Yes. I love that scene. I'm going to go find that movie just to watch it.
A man who fired shots on Florida's turnpike claimed he was trying to stop a hit-and-run driver. So we're just shooting out the windows.
That's going to make it better. Okay.
Come on now. Why people got sent up there and try to take the law to their own hands?
You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
Well, the guy who did the shooting was 27 years old, arrested on charge of attempted felony murder, shooting into a vehicle, directly discharging a firearm from a vehicle, and discharging a firearm from a vehicle.
Mm.
He was driving north on the turnpike in a Honda Accord. He told the authorities that after he was taken into custody, he was trying to change lanes when a white van sped up behind him, preventing him from moving over.
Mm.
And that's when this is nothing but road rage when you look at it.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, my dude. Okay, people will jump in front of you all day long. That does not give you the liberty of shooting at the car.
Acting, being a fool.
Right.
That's what it is. You being a fool.
You know, I'm thinking that he rear-ended me. No, you know he didn't. You just got pissed that he got in front of you. That's all that is.
You know what? I'm so sick of people.
This what happens in Houston all the time.
Yeah, it does.
Road rage. And you know what? If you were just to take an hour driving in Houston streets, you would understand why. Yeah,
you'd be like, let me pull over and smoke this blunt. I'm Lord Jesus.
All right, let's go to a break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Gospel Heifer Show.
And I'm black, y'all. And I'm blacker than black. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm blacker than black. And I'm black, y'all.
It is time to celebrate the culture with black
excellence.
Black power.
Mm-hmm. We like to highlight some of the positivity in the black community, and last week we didn't get a chance to do so. So this week we're going to be talking about a couple of uplifting stories from our community. Number one, where a teen that was rejected from working from Six Flags, he landed a modeling deal. I like the fact that when corporate America tries to tell you how to wear your hair, and then you have an opportunity that's way bigger than what you will get. Six Flags modeling, that's a big upgrade.
Upgrade. Mm-hmm. You know, when they going to pass it across? I know California already did it. You can't have racist standards.
Well, it's in New York and California.
Well, they need them spread it along.
That needs to be, you know, nationwide. But this child's only 17 years old. He was denied a position at Six Flags due to his locks.
Oh, girl, bad.
So once the story went viral, he used it as an opportunity to advocate for himself.
Yeah.
And they told him, you know, when they went to the interview, well, you could cut your hair and then you come back and then we'll talk. Was that guaranteed I'm going to get a job?
Yeah, I'll whack my hair off for you.
Okay, no. You can't sit up here and tell somebody how to style their hair and then maybe we'll hire you.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, so.
So look, tell me I'm hired. Okay. I still may not even cut my hair. Damn you.
Well, you know, this modeling agency out in Los Angeles noticed him. They heard his story. And he is a good-looking young man, so I think he's going to be an excellent model. This is just
that's why Six Flags rejected him.
Yeah, I'm like, Six Flags, y'all need to get a life. I've seen people that work at Six Flags, okay? Y'all need to go ahead and work with the current staff you have now on upgrades versus somebody cutting their locks. I can tell you.
Got that trail of trash up in there.
Girl, I just, you know, sometimes you just see folks, they come to work, it looks like they just didn't do nothing to make their appearance somewhat presentable.
Fell out of bed.
Right. No I'm hair. Here. Yeah, hair's not combed, clothes not ironed, breath still skanky.
Girl, just... not the booty breath.
Booty breath.
Ain't got time for the booty breath.
And also, we did not get a chance to talk about last week,
what?
Where we had the first black Miss Tennessee.
Mm.
Brianna Manson. She is Black pageant queen.
Girl, them white folks in Tennessee is pissed. They are racist out there in Tennessee. Trust me.
It's only, 80 years that it took for a black woman to finally get this title.
Well, it shows you how racist they are.
But I'm like, why does it take so long? I don't even know why I'm even asking this question. I know the answer.
It's Tennessee this year.
But, I mean, not only Tennessee, but America in general.
America's
it takes so
racist.
Long for African Americans to achieve to a level that most people do on average basis, but it takes black people longer. That's all I'm saying.
And they got the nerve to get mad about some discount tickets for black folks. Y'all been missing me with this.
But she has been competing in pageants in Tennessee for the past 4 years. Oof, Lord have mercy.
Mm, 4 years?
4 years she's been competing in Tennessee.
Well, that's pretty good. For, you know, she finally won.
Yeah.
And it didn't take her that long, but it just took them long to get a black woman.
To recognize.
Yes!
So, last year, she was the second runner-up in the Miss Knoxville pageant. So, now, you know, she's also a first-grade teacher, so she's doing a lot of positivity with her personal life as well as running this beauty pageant. But I'm just glad we finally got black recognition in Tennessee.
Hey, hot chocolate!
And there's a teenager that is donating a cupcake to the homeless for each sale he makes off of one.
Oh, that's nice.
And he's only 13 years old. Michael Platt is his name. And he's a baker, food justice advocate, and a public speaker. And he is the CEO of his own bakery called Michael's Desserts.
Okay.
Now, he has a tagline, A One for One. Okay, every dessert sold that buys a dessert for someone in need.
That's awesome.
And this was 2 years ago, according to people. He decided to combine the love of his desserts and also how to help people in need.
Awesome.
So homeless and hungry for each cake, cookie, or cupcake sold, somebody in need gets one. I think that's excellent. And I wish there would be more businesses. And there are. We just may not recognize them right away. That donate back to the community.
Yeah.
Especially if us being in America, homeless people should not exist.
Amen. Say that again. It should.
I don't understand how we're supposed to have this great country and we have so many, especially veterans. They make up a majority of homeless people.
Well, you see the white folks we got in the White House. He's rich, greedy.
Oh, but I'm just saying, and then, you know, and it pisses me off when I pass by communities where they have all these abandoned housing and buildings, and why can't the government get involved and have homeless, you know, shelter at those facilities?
Or like Tupac said, you got churches take up the whole block.
Girl, don't get me started on the churches.
Okay, and not one room for a homeless person.
Not one. Yeah, y'all can come in here for a couple of hours, but then y'all got to leave.
No, you got to come in and donate for a couple of hours. Can't nobody sleep and get no shelter.
Now, I don't know about you, but I know I am very picky on who I spend my money with. If I get bad treatment or somebody is into something I'm not into,
you'll never see me again.
You will not be getting my money. Happens that this black couple, refused a contractor who showed up with a Confederate flag on his truck.
When I saw that, I felt I laughed. And she was like, no, you're fired. You can believe whatever you believe, but you won't get paid over here. Yeah,
you're not going to park in my driveway and take my money while you got that crap on your truck.
Who? What nerve? That's a cracker nerve right there.
But you know what? That's almost as bad as a Klans person showing up with some type of Klans symbolism on his truck or something, whatever. It's just stupid. Oh, yeah.
Want to do some work for me? No.
No. Because I'm telling you, had I peeped that too, I would have been like, you got the wrong house. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Uh-uh. they don't live here.
No, they do not live here. It's important that we do this because I've seen so many videos, especially we've seen like at least six in a minimum the last 3 months of consumers that are black going to stores and getting mistreated, being accused of stealing and being called the N-word. I'll never forget. It was one video clip floating around of a woman. It was either an Asian man and he called her the N-word. And then the store was full of black people. And she was going off saying, y'all still stand in line after y'all heard him that, call me that? No, she said, if I heard him call one of y'all that, I would have been out.
I'd walk out.
No, that's ridiculous.
But you know, I don't know why we don't stick together. You know, I just saw a video where the Black Panther, not the new, but the old Black Panther.
Old Black Panther, yes.
Where an Asian store had beat up on a 13-year-old boy with a bat. And they shut that mofo down.
They did.
Baby, I loved it. Mm-hmm. I got excited. I was like, yes! I wish I was there to be hollering, Black Power!
That's
Black Power!
The kind of reaction we need to do when you're feeling disrespected and just and physically taunted. Because I know a lot of these Chinese Asian stores will physically put their hands on you, call themselves detaining you. And I'm like, dude, you put your hands on me, it's going
to
be a fight.
Yeah, because you need to know the American law. You're not allowed to do that.
Right. You got all the information you need to call the police, okay? So after that couple refused to call the guy with the truck, needless to say, everybody should have that attitude. It's your money. Decide where you want to spend it.
Amen.
A criminal defense attorney turned entrepreneur has made a new board game that will help keep teenagers out of prison. A 19-year veteran, criminal defense and civil rights attorney. Her name is April Pryor. Or Pryor. I might be saying it.
Pryor.
Yeah, whatever. It's P-R-E-Y-A-R. And she's launched an original board game, and it's called Just Us Junkies Traits and Triumph. Oh. So I'm assuming, because I haven't seen the game myself, but if it's something to teach young people the law, to know their civil rights, and how to stay out of trouble, if it could do all three of those, let's go ahead and get the game.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Because people, young black children, teenagers, especially our young boys, need to know of their civil rights, how to interact with police, because, and it's sad we have to have this conversation with our kids, but we do.
Yeah, because white folks be like, huh, why? Why are you in the conversation? Oh, yeah, you don't have to, right?
Yeah, you don't have to do all that, okay? But we do in the black community. Also in black excellence, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith are launching the media company Westbrook Incorporated. Mm. I wonder what kind of productions we're going to have come out of this.
I need to hit them up.
Yeah, right?
How about a hell of a production?
But it's a cross-platform holding company that's formed to execute the Smith family global content. Now, Jada's already on to something with her Red Table Talk.
Oh, yeah.
It is one of the biggest shows that's just broadcasted on Facebook, and they have some real just bow-down conversations.
Oh, yeah. I'm a follower.
Right. I love the concept, and I love how she's got her daughter involved, how she's got her mom involved.
It's girl power.
And then with Will Smith already being, you know,
he's got his bucket list too, though.
Yeah, being. Let me tell you something. Will Smith's bucket list is ignorant. I mean, I enjoy watching it, but Will Smith is just naturally funny, and he makes every interaction just hilarious.
Yeah. We all love Will Smith.
Oh God. Okay. Yes, we do. We all.
Fresh Prince.
Well, according to Deadline, Westbrook Incorporated will encompass subsidiary companies, including the existing Overbrook Entertainment, Red Table Talk Enterprises, and they recently formed Westbrook Studios and Westbrook Media and Good Goods.
Good Goods.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's going to be a big old franchise for the Smiths because I know there's many companies that are going to be bringing production ideas to them or already got some stuff to bring to the table. If the content fits, they may go ahead and put them on.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
And directing originals, girl, I cannot wait to see some original, you know, Smith productions.
You sound nasty. What kind of productions you looking for?
Well, I just know the creativity that they both have as individuals.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I'm sure the collaboration is going to be on another level.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was saying while your mind's in the gutter.
I'm just checking.
No, you just got your mind somewhere else. I was not insinuating anything.
Insinuating? Females.
All right, let's go to a break. It's the Gossip and Heffa Show.
I thought we should be Get that whoop and that other chain and follow me on in the kitchen.
Let's talk sex.
Time for sex talk, something out the ordinary this week.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I mean, when you have
sex,
I understand where your level is. But there's other things that I hear about that I'm curious just to read about.
I bet you are.
Just heard about this thing called dogging.
Dogging.
I thought they was talking like a new form of doggy style. But it's something.
I was supposed to say the original is all right.
Like,
we don't need to change it.
It's completely different, okay? Did not know what this was until I read this article. And dogging is something like people watching you have sex.
A third eye.
You could be a third eye.
A fourth eye.
Or you could be a person that's actually performing the act and invite other people to watch you.
I'm good.
Right.
Yeah, that's where that's going to stop right there.
Trust me, I understand that will be on neither one of our agendas.
Mm-mm.
But at the same time, there are people that get into this. It's something totally out the rim for me. But sure dogging. Now, it's existently where a couple is deliberately having sex in public. Semi-public spaces that's going to offer others a view of them to have sex.
And the police.
Well, depending on how it's organized, because people come and just watch to get turned on. Some people come and actually masturbate while they're watching the session.
I was gonna say, some come.
Okay.
Anybody coming.
So some people are like, okay, well, what's the difference of that and, you know, just having sex in public? Well, number one, dogging is a very organized situation because you have to have the time, the place. You got a venue.
Venue is place to play.
And you got to make sure that you send out invitations that are to people that are interested in actually, you know, being on the scene and catching you in the act. I'm just telling you what people do,
girl,
okay?
Girl, you're going to hell in a handbasket with gasoline, with grenades in it.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
This is terrible.
So I wonder, how did this originate? So as far as the name goes, most believe the term came from a legend of suburban husbands telling their wives that they are going out to walk the dog. No, so no dog walking's going on, but proceeded to the nearest park to watch a lot of young couples engage in public sexual activity.
Oh, that's what they were doing.
Right, so, yeah.
So they don't violate my dog's ass.
Right.
You wonder why a dog come back just humping the air.
And then why?
Yeah. Hey, boy, put that pink thing away. What's wrong with the dog?
You're so stupid.
I'm just saying, you wonder why your dog come back at strange.
All
you
jacked up in the head. Okay, so how do you set up a dogging session?
Don't care, but I know you're going to say it anyway.
Well, I've got to tell you, because there's some people that actually may be interested in it.
Oh,
it starts in the earliest of social media. You know, this was still in the testing mode. Would-be watchers would be invited through a text message announcement. And early sex-related web forms. So in the wake of social media and dating websites, announcements for dogging events are pretty much common and easy to find.
Oh, my God.
Right.
You wonder what's wrong.
Right.
And I'm glad I noticed. If I ever get a text telling me you want to come see me dogging, hell no! Dogging my foot.
That would be jacked up if you were not familiar with the term and you're thinking it's a totally different event. You show up like, what the hell?
Well, I'll be thinking, like, what you trying to say? Ask me doggy style? I don't want to have sex with you. Nor watch you.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Just sick.
So what happens afterwards? Normally, it's a random person or a couple posting an announcement that they're going to go to a specific spot. Usually, it's a car park or a public park, a playground, any location where there's public access.
They're not skeeting on a playground. You know, kids got to come back and play.
Let me tell you, I guarantee you, playground equipment has been violated.
I know. We're going to take some Windex. No, right? We need some bleach.
Some Lysol spray.
Yeah, y'all take y'all some bleach wipes, some Windex wipes. Don't let your child get on that slide on the monkey bars no more like that.
But inspiring watchers, they regularly are in search of such advertisers. They immediately go in to the location to catch the event. And dogging is usually initiated by couples. There are cases of singles who want an adventure with a total stranger, but they also want to be watched by other strangers as well.
Oh, okay, God bless you.
I'm just telling you, those are some of the scenarios.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm happy for them. Sick puppies.
Why'd you sick puppy?
Just people just do too much nowadays. It's just,
I know. It's a bit much for us, but in other cases, there is a code of conduct, believe it or not. It would be surprising to know that an activity that others deem as scandalous would have its own rules of etiquette.
Rules.
Yeah, well, there are a few rules. Number one, you can't have no photos or videos. Okay, you're just there to watch. You're not supposed to be taping anything, taking any pictures. So that's out of the question. You can't do it.
You got to turn your phone in somewhere or something.
I wonder how they do that. I mean, because, you know, anybody could say they're not going to do it, but still do it.
And still do it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so it ain't no telling.
Providing a clear view. Now, that's totally up to the person who's performing or having sex, whatever you want to call it.
A clear view.
I need to see if I'm going to come out of my day and come down to this park. Right. I need to get a clear view of what's going on. I don't want to have to look through all these bushes and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to sit right there and look. And when you look over, hey, what's up? Look like she about to come, man. Keep going.
Oh, Lord. Now, usually people who are in the car, they have their windows down. I would be nervous because what if somebody gets too turned on and they want to join in?
Yeah, run them and just stick something in your mouth. Or while your man doing you from the back, somebody come run up on his back.
Well, another rule is also they're going to have their lights in their car on. The interior lights of the car need to be on. You know, it usually shows like the signal.
Some mosquitoes could come in there and eat your ass.
Well, I'm just saying it's a signal to people who want to watch. This is the car you need to be watching.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. We just can't honk the horn or flick the lights two times on the car. It's at 12 o'clock when you see the light blink four times. That's the car. The action is happening.
Oh, my God. Another one is that they leave the car door open. Now, this serves as a signal to other people that are performing, that the performing couple are good with you sitting very close to get a clearer view of the action. Now, if they do this, it's okay to proceed. However, if they keep their car or apartment door closed, that means you can view from the window up close. I'm just saying, this is, you know, how it goes down in the dogging environment.
Some dogging freak. Nasty. Knit booty. Like a tab it is.
All right, dogging hotspots. Where are the hotspots usually these take place at? Well, of course, we said the park earlier, car
White
parks.
House. Don't nobody want to do no dogging up there.
Open air parking spaces, highways, secluded parks. This is where you can usually find this type of action, and usually in the evening. And you will have some people take a chance during the day. But a majority of it, majority are at night.
See, I'm just so glad, you know, I took my nephew out looking for Pokemon in night.
In the daytime?
No, this is at night.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I'm so glad I didn't see nothing like
my God. I'm so glad you did not run into that situation while y'all were.
Nasty motherfucker. I'm calling 911.
I found more than Pikachu.
That's right. You found a Pikachu, all right. Found a cockatoo. In a cooter booter.
He shut the hell up, you
cockatoo. A cockatoo. That's what it's just always saying.
Now, although there are no specific laws to prohibit dogging in particular spots, but some pre-existing laws prohibit public indecency, and you may land yourself in jail if caught.
That's right.
Okay.
And ain't nobody having no fun. Nobody.
Totally takes the whole thrill out the whole evening.
And yeah, as a citizen walking by sin, it makes me get a big thrill. Lock they nasty A up now.
All right, so make sure you are careful on the laws of your state as well as precautions on your location. And why do people participate in dogging?
Because they freaks.
Well, that's could be one way to put it. But as mentioned, dogging is a sex bonanza where that people that are really into it, that like to be adventurous with their sex and have sex outside and have people watch them. This is what people want. People wanting to get
adventurous, but I ain't that adventurous.
Well, people wanting to get laid, each receive their own kind of reward. Some may want some new ideas. Some may want to get turned on and stimulated. Some may want to masturbate.
Right. I'm pouring hood for that. Being my privacy in my own home.
Could you imagine that being like a first date?
Oh, baby, it'd be the last date. It'd be the last.
Somebody pick you up, or we're going to go to the park for a nice evening.
Park. Like, what a picnic basket? What a champagne at?
I see binoculars, but I don't see
I don't see nothing else. What you got KY jelly for?
All this tissue.
You know why I changed my mind? I ain't going.
I think I'm a stay home dog. I'm good. But, you know, these are things that people that are into dogging set up. They do it on a regular basis. I just never knew anything about
it. Now, what if other folks start dogging in the audience? You know, what if it's couples?
That, hey, if they do that, that's on them.
So it's for whoever came for that one dog, and they get two dogs.
Get two dogs.
For the price of one. Ain't that nice? Speaking of dogging.
Right? Stop texting that fool, because I know what you're talking about.
Text and fight memes between each other all night.
What's going on? I mean, y'all have, that's like a form of a whole different type of dogging for you and him.
I'm going to dog him later. I'm going to walk him like a dog. Or like a wolf.
But, you know, I think this originated in Britain, to be
I'm not surprised.
Britain, overseas, be having some of the freakiest.
Them freaky white folks.
Girl, where's that? Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, yeah.
Amsterdam, not only can you smoke all the kind of weed you want to, but they have, like, open window sex.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, your girls from Basketball Wives went. Right. And they got women, like, in glass, you know, like you would see clothes, but it's women naked dancing. Yeah. I could walk past and close my eyes.
But there'll
I
be
may
actual...
eat one of them brownies and not even realize I see.
You know what? But you know, people will walk by and they actually have like brothels where people are actually having sex. And you would just stop like you would in front of a sword display and watch.
Mm-hmm. Right. These are glass. You ain't got to worry about nothing combination. Like Sex in the City.
Oh my God.
When they went to the tantrum class.
Yes, Lord have mercy.
Skeet, skeet. In her eye.
You're so damn ignorant.
She did.
I know the episode you're referring to. I remember it very well because that was hilarious.
I know it was.
Yeah. Look, we just wanted to let you guys know what dogging is. I'm sure that you guys may have been familiar with the term because, like I said, this was my first time coming across it.
I bet you ain't. You probably don't pull up stuff for a previous.
You think I would pull a dogging show? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I think you probably have. What did you say? And you just telling us about it now. I found this article.
Yeah, damn you.
She's lying.
Look, let's go to a break. We'll be right back.
Straight out of Houston. Houston. It's the Gossip and Heifers.
All right, it's that time to ask a heifer.
Ask me.
All right, girl, you ready to get to this letter? Because I'm tired of repeating the email. Y'all know it by now because we get enough letters. So let's get into it. My boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years and have been living together for almost 6 months. Mm. I felt like before we moved in together, everything was perfect. However, this is not the case now.
I bet it ain't.
I love him, but I wonder if he will ever grow up. I'm consistently picking up after him, pay all the bills. He has a job, but it's not a real serious job. I'm finding out that living together is just more work for me to do. Meanwhile, I'm working my butt off and still in school. We have always talked about marriage and having a family one day, but I now feel I'm second guessing every decision we've made together. I've tried talking to him about the issues with our living situation, but he always brushes it off and won't go into a deep conversation on ways to make living better a little easier. Can I change him to start being mature, or should we go our separate ways? Number one, don't get with somebody that's not already assembled.
I know that's right.
Okay.
I ain't nobody's mama.
I am not doing any type of special pampering. He is not your child. If he is not already coming to the situation
together.
Together. Or at least halfway together where he can work.
No,
I'm talking about as far as him getting another job.
Yeah.
Something. I mean, because he is working, but I don't know what kind of position he has.
Oh, okay. Maybe he's a weed dealer. Part-time weed dealer. And you need to have a stable job that, you know, you can write off.
You're so stupid. I guess it's been dating for a while, 6 months living together. And that's usually when you see the true identity of who you're involved with. They were dating, but I'm talking about as far as living together. You see a whole other side.
She knew what he was before they lived together.
She had to.
She knew he didn't have no real job. Okay. Right. That part she didn't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, she may not know if he was nasty or didn't pick up behind himself or couldn't cook. You learn that as you live with somebody.
That's true.
And that's why I tell folks, don't live with nobody.
No, because you don't never know what you're going to get into. I mean, not picking up behind yourself.
Dirty skeet draws.
And then, you know, if you're paying all the bills, you don't even have five on it. Come on now.
I might as well be living by myself.
If you're paying all the bills, you are better off by yourself. Because I know having an extra person who's not contributing to your household
is raising up the bill.
Extra food, extra light, gas, and water.
Girl.
You know, playing.
Extra stress.
Right? There you go.
So that's money going to Walgreens, getting Tylenol, Motrin. whatever it is you know you need to just get rid of this bugaboo in your head.
I don't know why you even had to write in on this one. I mean, I'm glad you did, but at the same time, there's no way you need to inconvenience yourself for being in love.
She know what she need to do, and that's why she asked the question.
Right.
Because she really don't want to do it.
Because I'm telling you, I don't know, if you're in your, I'm just going to say, anywhere from late 20s to mid 30s, you automatically should know there's certain responsibilities as an adult you should have on the table, whether you're single or with somebody. But especially when you're with somebody, because you got to sit up here and rely on each other.
Yeah.
So it's not fair for you to keep going to school, paying the bills, and then doing more work when you get home.
And he probably at home scratching his testes while he's playing a game or watching one.
If he's not willing to compromise in your relationship, and it doesn't sound like he is, especially if you've tried to have a conversation with him and it's not getting any better, go ahead and just call it for what it is.
Move it around.
Cut your losses, save your money. As always, we've had a great time, but before we go...
Where we going, Hoochie? Oh, I mean Heifer.
You know what? Don't be calling me by none of your nicknames.
Oh.
I've heard the term strong black woman.
Yes!
Okay? Sometimes it could be a positive, and sometimes people read it as a negative. But for men, if you find a woman that's attractive, but you consider her to be a strong black woman, you need to have some guidelines on how to date a strong black woman.
What's that?
Oh, well, number one, don't, you know, when you're talking about a strong black woman, let's clarify that first of all. In my terms, strong black woman is that she can hold her own. Not saying she don't need no man, nothing like that, but she's able to hold her own, yeah, make contribution. She's got her thing together. Okay.
Yeah, she's not rubbing it in your face either.
She's not going to be rubbing your face. She's not going to be rubbing her degrees in your face. She's just a good woman that's got morals and standards. So, you're approaching this woman, you got to realize this is not the one that you're going to find on Instagram that you can play with.
Sure ain't.
Okay? So you cannot portray yourself larger than what you really are.
Oh, I hate that.
I do not like it when a person, you know, whether it be to try to impress somebody, which is going to fail because they're going to find out. And then you got to sit up here and fake it to think that's going to impress somebody. This is a real woman.
Yeah, I don't like fakers.
And when I find out, number one, you're lying just to be lying, because you don't have to lie about that. You just need to be yourself, and either you're going to vibe with her or you're not.
That's right.
Please don't make yourself out to be more than you are. That is such, that I've never understood that when, you know, men go all out with these lies to try to impress a woman, and then when they get busted, they like, well, you know, I thought you liked me. How do I like you for you? I don't know who you are. You lied.
Well, your representative sucked.
Now, a follow through. Now, I know this is one of my key elements. When you are making plans with somebody, and either you set a time, date, whatever, you better be there. If you can't make it, you better be consistent with the follow-up and let them know, hey, I'm sorry, can we reschedule? It better be that before the appointment actually takes place.
I was going to say, need to be a day before. Don't wait till last minute.
Don't wait till last minute. I mean, unless it's an utter emergency, because nothing ticks me off. You said that you were going to commit to this time frame with me, and don't think I've got nothing else to do with my time. I've got plenty to do. But when I put you on my books for, okay, I'm going to be with you for this amount of time, and then you don't show up, You wonder where the attitude comes from? Okay.
Oh, you ain't gonna get no attitude. You're gonna wonder why she's not picking up.
That's pretty much. And that's how a real woman that responds. She's not gonna call and curse you out. She's already pissed. She's already pissed. So don't make it any worse by making excuses. So make sure if you can't make it, hit up before time. And if everything goes good, and even follow up beforehand to let her know, hey, look, I should be there in about 5 minutes. That's consistency. I mean, I'm not saying you got to check up her every time, but if you're just getting to know her and just starting to go out with her, you need to be a little consistent on your follow-up. That's all I'm saying.
Not a little.
A lot.
All the way. Don't be a man of your word, okay? You're only as good as your word to me.
Thank you. Do not play the victim. It's time to man up. It is just time to man up. You know, when you throw this sob story at somebody and try to get at a woman's heart and pull her heartstrings because, you know, you want some sympathy.
You're going to bore me with that.
You are. I'm going to look at you like, look, you know, there's a psychiatric ward right around the corner.
Exactly.
You need to, or they got headspace for your mobile phone.
Well, I'm going to tell you, go to that gas station and get the air pump for your balls. Yes. Nobody has time.
I mean, you're just talking about past issues, especially, oh my God, if you bring up a previous relationship.
Oh, I'm out.
I'm shutting that down. I don't want to hear about it.
Shut it up.
Okay. I really do not want to hear about it just as much as you don't want to hear about my previous relationship. So yeah, let's just move it around.
I know a lot of punk men that will do that.
Right. They'll just sit up there. Well, she wasn't this. She wasn't nurturing. I'm like, well, I see why.
What did you do to not get it?
But whine about past relationship issues, that is never a good look. And that applies to women, too.
Yeah.
Okay? Women, don't be going out on these dates and having this attitude because of the previous situation. The situation's over with. Let's move it around. Also, never assume. Many times men are so scared from past relationships that they enter a new situation and they filter everything she says or does with a negative filter because it reminded them of something that happened not too long ago.
Don't compare me with your old garbage.
The first.
This is your new trophy, boy. No, but I hate when people do that.
Right. You can't make assumptions that, you know, if she didn't pick up her phone right away, she may be stepping out like your last one did.
Yeah, or and I tell her, I'm good for leaving my phone somewhere.
Right.
Forgetting I turned my ringer off because I went to the theater or I went somewhere where you don't need to have your phone disturbing people.
And then there's just times I just want a shutdown. I just want no disturbance whatsoever. So the phone is on a do not disturb mode and I'm not disturbed.
Yeah, bye.
And if you're important enough, you'll be in my favorites. You can bypass
that. There you
go. So if you're not in that status, don't worry about it. Envision, if you know this woman is the one you want and is willing to step up your game for, who, you know, be who she needs. Not what she wants. You know what I mean? Men think in their minds that if I have a nice car, I got all these credit cards, or I got all this, this is what's going to attract her to me.
No.
Some, yeah, but that's going to be the wrong ones because once that runs dry, they're going to be gone.
Exactly, they go.
All right? You need to base your values, your standards, your morals, and how you are caring for her.
That's right.
That's all a real woman wants, to be honest
and
with you.
And make sure she don't like to go dogging.
Yeah, and do you... Stupid. And do you see a future with her? That's what most women want, because if they're serious and they're consistent, they want to make sure, are you going to be the same?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. If I put this much effort and energy into this, are you going to do
it?
Put
yours in.
Okay, because sometimes they will fall short.
I ain't got time for short.
Right.
And I mean in both ways. Falling short or short height.
That could go another way, but I'm not going
to
even
no,
say it.
No, you need to add that in. No. Don't be short down there either. I don't want no short man. Stupid. I got time for that.
And express the emotions. I'm not saying you got to go all Billy Dee Williams on her. I'm just saying, you know, when she's trying to get clarity, just make sure you express, this is what's going on with me.
Be honest.
Be honest with what's going on.
Yeah, please. Don't sugarcoat it. And, you know, women sometimes beat around the bush on trying to ask for what they want.
Right.
Ladies, be blunt.
Be blunt.
This is what I want.
This is what I want.
This is what I need.
And if we ain't going to do that, let's just holler some other time.
Yeah. Well, no, just you holler over there and I holler at somebody that got time for what I want. Holla, holla, holla.
Now, money is a big issue in relationships. I mean, the majority of marriages that break down, 9 times out of 10, it's over finances. Mm. So life, we all know, has its up and downs. Sometimes you could just be consistently rolling in consistent money. But then there's other times you're like, I'm a little short this week.
Yeah.
All right. Impress her with your patience, character, and ability to provide whatever is needed in any situation. The day of flossing is over with.
No.
I do not understand why people go out of their way to spend extra money on things they can't afford to impress folks that you don't like, and they don't like you.
Yeah, I sure ain't trying to. I don't care what you think.
Right.
Or how you feel.
Exactly.
About me.
And I'll be good either way.
Amen.
And be able to admit when you're wrong, fellas. Because it's so important to a woman to say, look, women, 9 times out of 10, if she's this kind of woman, she's going to be able to admit when she's wrong and apologize for it in a timely fashion. Men have got to learn how to do the same thing.
Yes.
When you know there's something that you did, and it's obviously on your hands, just own up to it. I'm sorry.
Man, don't be no punk, bitch. Okay. Be a man. Stand in it.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I effed up. And freedom. Now, let me tell you something a strong black woman loves. They like to have their space. They like to have their freedom. They don't want nobody up under them all the time.
Amen.
I mean, unless they got a real needy affection factor, which I doubt a strong black woman has.
Well, speaking specifically over here, that ain't happening.
That's not happening. So, I need you to do something. I'll hook up with you later. And then we good. That's all I'm saying.
Allow me to miss you just for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Where your boys at? Ain't y'all gonna watch a game?
Something need to be playing
I mean,
right
I
now.
I have one like that. I'm call us friends. Don't y'all want to go to strip club?
find something to do with him.
Yeah, go take him somewhere.
That's going to do it for this week. We appreciate everybody, and we are taking a break next week. So we're going to, we got to take a break next week. So we're going to catch you guys the following week afterwards. But make sure you follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Podomatic. Visit our website for more information on becoming a sponsor at gossipandheffas.com and Facebook and Instagram. Just follow a heifer. So until next time, people, peace.